Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is 88.9 FM, Neighborhood Public Radio. It's a lovely little day out there. I think it's pissing outside. Nancy, what's the report from outside?
Gorgeous.
It's really just lovely. Come on down to Dog Patch because it's not raining here a bit. My name is Effrey, and like I said, you're listening to 88.9 FM, Neighborhood Public Radio. And my show is called Frank Prattle, and you're going to be hearing the extra special sounds of Daniel Cheek today.
Hello.
Otherwise known as Dan Cheek.
A.K.A.
Hi, Dan.
Hello, Zephyr.
Tell us a little bit about who you are and what the hell you do.
Okay, well, I am a photographer, and, I guess I shoot photographs. Large format negative.
When you say large format, you mean how big?
Well, I usually shoot 8x10 and sometimes 4x5. Not that that matters. It's all color.
Okay.
I'm trying to paint a picture for the audio listeners out there.
All right, good. Dan, now I'm gonna cheat and tell you Dan has radio experience.
Sort of.
Yeah. So if he messes up, it's his fault.
Yeah, I was better at playing rock and roll than talking. And
aww.
Yeah. I can... If anybody has any rock and roll questions, they can feel free to call
in. Yeah, call in. The call-in number is 415-690-6492.
Yeah.
Once again,
if there are questions dealing with my art, I probably won't say anything interesting about it.
Well, you know, don't say that, Dan. Don't sell yourself short.
So
tell us a little bit about photography that you're doing.
Okay. Well, can I tell a history of why I'm part of this? Okay, the San Francisco World's Fair is going on, organized by the CCA Curatorial MFA program. I am friends with a couple people in that program. They originally hired me to photograph the sites that these one to two day installations that we're all a treat to today and tomorrow. Papa Neutrino is a big draw, as is, what was, Natalie...
Jeremy Jinko.
Thank you for pronouncing it. Her work is amazing. She's a genius. She's smart. You're going to have a good interview when she comes on. I was just down at her installation hearing her talk about it. So anyways, I'm going to try to make this a long story so I don't have to talk about much else.
incorrect analysis. So you got roped into documenting some of the other projects.
Well, the projects were just 1 to 2 days, so the CCA staff didn't know how they were going to make postcards and posters and this catalog showing these sites that they're going to be a part of this fair. So they hired me to photograph the sites without the installations alone. And so you could imagine what would be there, I guess. I ended up photographing these sites in a way that I'd want to photograph them, in a way that suited my au revoir, I guess, my history of photography, my larger body of work. And so they ended up really liking the photographs. I find them to really fit my body of work, even though they're my first commissioned work. It was exciting. And so they really scrambled and did a great job of finding a space for me to hang my pictures, since I think all the other works in the show are site-based. And I may be wrong in saying this, but I think mine are the only, you know, pictures on a wall, which
you're the representative of the flat work.
Yes,
right.
How's
the mural? That's a long tradition.
Yeah.
That you have to uphold.
I feel like I'm part of that tradition, and I'm kind of ruining their.
You're puncturing the balloon.
Yeah, they really wanted to get outside the box, and I had to build their box, build a box within their circle.
I love it when you get abstract, Dan. Thank you. So tell us a little bit maybe about some of your other photographs, maybe not necessarily this project, okay. But I've personally seen quite a few of your photographs and find them pretty fascinating. One of the things that I really like is how you blend these, you know, kind of majestic natural scenes with something sinister in it, a darker element. Tell me a little bit about where you're going with that.
Yeah, I'm naturally drawn to these sites that could be perfect. But it seems like the further on in society we go, that there really is no perfect place. That
even Narnia?
Yeah. There's much not perfect about Narnia. There's a long tradition. I know I'm certainly not breaking new ground, but I feel like I'm showing new places, maybe places
right.
that the tradition hasn't been to yet. I don't think all photography needs to be. I have no idea where that is. Oh, that's mine. Yeah. Let's put my buddy Frank on the air.
That's not me, baby.
It is.
Here, are we going to take a caller?
No.
Is somebody calling in?
Oh, I hung up on him. Oh. Sorry, Matthew, if you're listening.
Anyway, we were discussing how you think of perfect places
in the
world and how those you really feel there are no perfect places left.
Very few. And even those perfect places are now, you know, melting.
Damn. Well, here, let's have a musical interlude.
No, it's okay.
Well. Oh. I see where your priorities lie. Screw my friends. That's what Dan says.
Unless you... Yeah, go on.
Okay.
I should go on, I guess.
Either that or we can kind of switch it up a little bit, too.
Right.
One of the things, you know, and this is kind of a technical question, is for the audience members who don't know, an 8x10 camera is huge.
Yeah.
It's like carrying a goddamn tank around with you.
It is.
How do you manage?
I'm a cheater in that I have the lightest 8x10 camera ever made.
Yeah.
I searched to find an 8x10 camera that would fit in a backpack, and I found this camera that is 7 pounds.
7 pounds? That's it?
Yeah.
Aren't they usually like 50?
Well, not 50. 15 to 20 pounds is average for a field camera, as they're called. But so I'm half cheater on that, but it's still a lot to deal with. My pack for when I hike is over 40 pounds, and I'm a skinny little dude, and it's hard work.
I wouldn't call you skinny. I'd say you're just right, Dan. Just right.
I'd call myself weak.
Aw, now. Come on. The other question I have for you is where do you think that your art is going today? I mean, you've shown at Gregory Lynn Gallery in 49 Gehry. You work at Frankel. I don't know if you're also going to be showing there soon. Let's say yes. For the radio audience, yes.
Yeah, look for the, you know, the dual show with me and Hiroshi Sugimoto.
Right. I thought it was an Arbus retrospective that you're going to be.
Yeah.
Anyway. So you have some, you know, commercial success with your work as well. What's the next step for you?
Professionally in that terms, I don't have any plans. I'm hoping Greg gives me another show soon. I'm working on him on that. I'm working on a book. I'm getting a book published. That's the next job. But as far as where my work itself is going, I'm moving in a less industrial way.
Are you going to start taking pictures of kittens?
Yes. Bunnies.
Bunny porn?
Yeah, no. What's that?
Sorry, that's the P word. It always throws them. You know, you mentioned porn, everybody's like, "What? What did he say?"
So much more interesting.
Have you? I mean, obviously, you're a photographer. Have you ever shot any porn?
No, I think I've taken 3 pictures with a person in it, and they were fully clothed. And I think 2 of those were my wife.
Hello.
Oh yeah.
And then that other one, that was not your wife. Well, do you have a website that people can, you know, perhaps?
I do.
As chance would have it.
It's www.worldwideweb.danielwcheek.com.
Lovely.
Yeah, it's my name and my middle initial, which throws some people.
W.
Yeah. Daniel W. Cheek.
Right.
And cheek like your face.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Well, thank you so much, Dan.
Is that it?
Well, unless you'd like to talk some more.
No. I mean, you have another interview coming up, right?
I do.
Well, that's
why you want to be in on that one, too?
No.
You want to be a threesome?
No, I want to drink my tea.
Okay.
Not get sick.
Well, thank you so much for being on
the air. Thanks, Zephyr. Everybody should also check out Zephyr's work, which is great.
Aw. Now you stop it.
What is your website?
Oh, I don't know. Oh, we're leaving. Bye.